At the age of 7, it's safe to say that most kids want to be just like their parents. Walk like them, act like them, work like them. For Diamond Shakur, that meant being intrigued by her dad, Abdul, who at the time was teaching older kids on how to play chess.
And I asked him one day if I can play. He was like, sure, if he started getting in trouble in school. And so that's how the journey started. I was really close to winning a trophy. He said, I'm going to give you $20 if you win. I really enjoyed it, and I still do now.
In 2009, she won first place in the girls' primary of the Susan Polgar National Open Chess Championship. And just this past weekend, after participating in the all-girls national championship in Chicago, she surpassed 250 regular-rated wins, a significant milestone as recognized by the U.S. Chess Federation. Her peak rating of 1416 was achieved in July 2011. It was after participating in a chess tournament sponsored by the Polgar Foundation last July that her father was inspired to make the move to St. Louis from Columbus to further her game. The 12-year-old has set the bar high in the chess world, not just for other kids who want to learn, but for the other players that she faces.
Most of my opponents are boys, and they're very disrespectful, so I just get their respect on the board. Play the game, not the opponent, and I do my best to win, and that's normally I win.
Her father puts a lot of work into her promotion and fundraising, but their hard work has paid off. According to the U.S. Chess Federation website, Shakur is currently ranked in the 71st percentile nationwide and in the 90th percentile of all female players. Shakur is adding her name to an ever-growing roster of youth who are climbing the chess ranks. The sport got a lot of attention last year from the documentary Brooklyn Castle that spotlighted a group of junior high school students who were involved in the game. One of the players, Rochelle Ballantyne, is currently ranked in the 97th percentile in the nation and has a rating of 2101. She possibly stands to become the first black female grandmaster in the sport. But Diamond doesn't necessarily see her as competition.
Because she's an African-American female who's doing a good thing, and it felt, made me feel good that I'm not the only African-American female playing chess and doing really good.
When she's not practicing for an hour and a half each day or maintaining all A's, the sixth grader likes to sing and dance and spends a lot of time with her dad, who has raised her as a single parent since she was a year old.
We've been together for like 11 years, like ever since I was little. He's very protective, and I love it. I love it. Some people come from like a single parent home, which is my dad, and then some people don't have their dads. I actually take the good from it.
For the future, Shakur would like to be a chess instructor and maybe even open her own school. No matter what path in life she chooses, she has instilled in herself a healthy dose of self-esteem through the role models that she looks up to.
Oprah Winfrey, because she's a woman that is handling her business, and myself. I inspire myself because, like I said, I'm a role model and not a follower. Another role model is my dad. He's a male, but he does a lot for me just so I can do well in life and do better than he can.
This weekend, the first annual Diamond Shakur Chess Festival will be held in Centerville. The festival is free and is open to players from kindergarten through high school. Erin Williams, St. Louis Public Radio.